Good morning, Leslie Ann and Big Chuck around the water cooler.
Leslie Ann, although this is a themed, a Christmas-themed water cooler chat, we could play this in July because it's got nostalgia in it and it's got pop icon trends in it and all that. So
all
let's
that good
go ahead
stuff.
And do this. Now, I know that this was 3 years before you were even born, but you will know all of these. 1965,
okay.
The top seven most requested Christmas toys. All right. Number seven is, now remember, you wouldn't have been around to get these, but you know all of these. Number seven is Light Bright.
I had a Light Bright.
You probably still do.
That's a toy that my kids did want and get. Of course, it was a newer version.
Light Bright.
But yeah, I loved Light Bright.
When launched in 1965, it was billed in a catalog as an amazing new toy that lets the child color with light.
It was fun.
For an hour.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe a half an hour.
All right, number seven is Susie Homemaker. Susie Homemaker, like others, became an American vernacular. It was a lineup of shrunken appliances so that the little girl could be just like mom.
Oh, goody. Yeah, that was not me.
Oh, goody. And you would have rebelled
against... I wanted nothing to do with cooking.
You would have rebelled against that anyway. Number six is the Whammo Super Ball. You remember those things?
Super Ball.
Super Ball. You drop the ball and it goes like...
You used to bounce them all over the house and your mom would get so mad.
Yeah. The company's super rubber contained polybutamine, silica, zinc, whatever.
Oh, it would bounce everywhere.
They bounced everywhere. That's right.
And if you found it when you were done, you were lucky.
That's right. That's right. I had one of those for sure. Let's see here. What do we have? Number five was the G.I. Joe doll.
And
this would have been the first doll marketed for guys.
With his kung fu grip, right? Didn't he have like a kung fu grip or something?
G.I. doll? I don't think that was him. He was just
maybe
a little
not,
plastic.
But I know G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
My brother had the G.I. Joe,
G.I.
and
Joe.
I ended up with it. I loved
Number four is the Easy Bake Oven.
Didn't have one of those.
You know
Again,
what they
I hated
are.
Cooking.
You know what they Yeah, right. Stay away from the cooking. Yeah. But Easy Bake Ovens were, I had five sisters, so we had Easy Bake Ovens. I was tripping over them when I got up to go to the bathroom at night. But it was heated by a light bulb.
Yeah.
And you put a little teeny tiny cake mix in there, and everybody would stand around, and 4.5 hours later,
yeah,
a little teeny tiny cake would come out. Yep. Number three, this was another one you would have rebelled against. Barbie's Dream House came out, and it was absolutely the biggest gift for them in that season, 1965.
It was huge. It was big in my day, too, although I wanted nothing to do with it.
It was a cardboard ranch complete with mid-century modern furniture.
Oh, yeah. It was
Good
all the rage.
Lord. And the top two are dolls. Number two was the Ken doll. Now, Barbie had made its debut in 1959 and went without a companion. She was kind of a loose spirit, dating.
She didn't need Ken.
Dating and what have you until Ken came around. Ken had real hair, by the way, made out of brown felt.
He had hair? He did have hair.
Yeah, like a surfer wave or something.
Because I think my sister had the Barbie and Ken thing.
And number one was a Chatty Cathy doll. Now, this
never
was
had a Chatty Cathy.
You know what it is, though, right? It was a doll. It was a large doll. It was probably 2.5 feet tall, three feet.
You know what it looks like? It looks similar to an American Girl doll size.
But the catch was, it was just an ordinary doll, but you pulled a string on the back, and it said, "Hi, I'm Chatty Cathy.
Yeah,
I
want to
be your friend." "Hi, I'm Chatty Cathy. What you got over there in the Easy Bake Oven, huh?" You know, it was just
Sounds
great.
Creepy.
Yeah, the Chatty Cathy doll was huge. So, again, so many of these are girl-oriented. And
yeah,
having,
noticing.
Having five sisters, I experienced all of the ins and outs.
You didn't want Chatty Cathy, Chuck?
No, I didn't like any of these things. I did have a G.I. Joe, I will admit, though.
I had
a G.I. Joe, and he was pretty cool. Although, it was still new to have a doll if you were a guy back then.
Yeah, you were too busy playing in your dirt pile.
My dirt pile. With my little green soldiers that were 50 of them for a dollar.
Yeah.
That's
where
was
Chuck
my,
was.
That was my. In fact, that was on my must-have Christmas list as recently as 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's funny.
All right, Leslie, back to work.